Hi. Boo.
So what were we talking about?
We were talking about Red Bar. But I...
Easy does it.
Yeah. I think it's either going to come back with, like, two or three co-hosts on it, or, like, it'll come back with, like, non-comedian co-hosts.
Dean.
Yeah, I would... If Dean came back to the show, that would be incredible.
I would quit the show.
Dean and Kyle Lane are friends on Facebook. Yeah. That was kind of like...
Oh, if Dean was now co-owner of the Red Bar Comedy Club, that would be the worst.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mike's even in Chicago now.
There was like a thing where people said that he had like moved to Wakanda, Illinois or something. But I don't know how they've seen that. I think they've seen like his location changed on Facebook or something, but then it changed back and... Something about how you put up like a new logo for Red Bar that had like a P.O. box somewhere different, but then took it down again.
Why would you do a P.O. box first?
Yeah, I have no idea. I could imagine that he like may have moved or like moved back home for a few days or something anyway. I don't know why he would have to leave. Although I guess like if now he hasn't got any job, if he can't get on Red Bar and Comedy Club's just disappeared.
And he might, then everything was in Kyle's name. How do you know his house wasn't in his name?
I doubt that.
Everything was in his name.
But he lived there before.
But his credit was so bad he moved everything over to Kyle.
Oh.
His internet was in Kyle's name.
So he probably did move back home or something.
He might have done. I don't know. He probably doesn't have his radio equipment anymore.
Why not?
Because he doesn't have his house. How do you know he didn't? How do you know he didn't just leave without any of that stuff?
I don't think he would have done that.
We don't know what's happened yet. Yeah. It was very planned, as in, because the Comedy Bar logo was up straight away.
Yeah.
Mike could have nothing right now.
Did he not say on one of his posts that Red Bar would be back or something? No.
He probably wants to bring it back. He does well and he has a fan base.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he has any of his equipment anymore.
Yeah. That would suck if he didn't.
Oh. I think if he had his equipment and he's able to get online on his Facebook, he would have put up something by now. Something up on that feed. To say that we're still a thing. Like, his hosting's free, that's why that's still up. Because the banana bit people gave him it free ages ago.
Why what's still up?
The website, redbarradio.net.
I don't think that's Mike, though.
It has to be Mike, though.
Hi.
Because no one would be able to get that up like that straight away. The forum hosting stuff is just, the forums before you turned them off was the latest forums, because it had the thing on saying, right, from Mike said, hey, the phone's been shut off and I can't get to my email. What's going on? If anyone knows what's going on, tell me.
Yeah, fair
enough. So that has to be linked into the server. So we must have just bought a redbarradio.net and linked that back to the server.
If he,
I can't check the. Who is, because it's being protected the same way the old domains were protected.
If he was able to, I don't know. I don't imagine that he would have had to just like leave home and like leave everything there though. That doesn't.
This is Mike David you're talking about. You don't know what he's been doing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why no one's talking.
Could be because they just don't want to get on the wrong side of anyone. Maybe that's how Fritz is starting a podcast. He's now got mics.
Yeah. That'd be pretty awesome. Or just like had the Pepper Radio like intro thing with him just like dubbing it.
Yeah, so I think either... It's going to come back.
One second.